Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? One of the things that I enjoy doing is going to the theater. Not the movies, but the theater, watching a live staged play or musical production. And I'm always amazed at how someone can memorize their part, the script that goes on for 2 hours or 2.5 hours, and remember every single word and every single line. It just amazes me how they can do that. That's just absolutely incredible. And, of course, to be a great stage actor, you absolutely need to do that. It's a little different being in the movies. You know, you do a page or two, you move on, you do another page or two, you sit around most of the day, you have time to study your lines, you have a script coach who's going to teach you. But in theater, there is no hiding. You either know what the lines are or you don't. And if you want to be successful, you need to not only know the lines, but you need to deliver them. And in business, well, we need to have a memory also of what's going on in our script. So where do CEOs, presidents, and business owners keep their business plan? Well, most CEOs, presidents, and business owners keep their business plan in their bottom drawer of their desk, buried under some work that they're never going to look at. They just never take it out. But if you really want to be successful in business, your business plan, where should it be? It should be in your head. It should be memorized. You should understand it. You should know what the next step is and the next step and the next step. And if we're not reaching the goals in the plan, you should know, just not by looking at a piece of paper, but by understanding that the business plan becomes part of your consciousness. Everything in your business needs to be in your head. You need to understand the sales process. You need to know the sales numbers. You need to know the closing ratios. You need to know what every salesperson's doing. You need to become one with the business. If you are not one with the business, you will not be as successful as you might like to be. Think about this. Think about the NASCAR people who are driving around a track, three wide, 25 or 30 cars, bumper to bumper, at several hundred miles an hour. They have to know instinctively how to drive that car. They have to know where the dangerous turns are. They have to know what's going on around them. They don't have time to stop and think. Oh, my goodness, let me think. This person just cut in front of me. What do I do? Oh, I'm going to hit this bank. Should I hit it at 200 miles an hour or 180 miles an hour? They just react. They know exactly where they are at all times, what they're doing, what they need to do, and how to react to the other drivers. If they don't know that, and they just are off just a little bit in that high bank, they're going to wreck. And when they wreck, they're going to take many cars with them. In business, if you don't know where you are with your business plan, if you don't know where you are with your sales and marketing plan, if you don't know what the closing ratio is, if you don't know about the productivity of every single one of your people, your business people, and other parts of your business, well, you're not going to be the success you want to be. So it's a matter of understanding, being one with the car when you're in NASCAR. It's being one with the business. The more that you're one with the business, the more successful you will be. But, of course, you have to have a business plan first. You have to know where you want to go. You have to have a sales plan. You have to have an understanding. That's a prerequisite. This is Howard Lewinter, and, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.